How you feel right about now?
Pretty excited. The smile hasn't left my face now since yesterday when I got the call, and this morning when Paul told me I was in was pretty exciting. So it's just the culmination of a lot of work to get to this point, and it's just so exciting.
What's it like playing with Tyler Myers, the former Kelowna guy?
Yeah, I mean, besides the fact that, we both played with the Rockets in junior, and obviously Tyler's an amazing player. I mean, to be able to play my first game alongside him is definitely an honor, and he's a skilled defenseman, obviously, so maybe we'll be able to move the puck pretty well out there, and it's a huge honor.
So he came down to watch you play last year. Did you know that?
Yeah, actually, I met him last year. I think just when we were in the playoff run, and his father-in-law it was our skills coach in Kelowna, so was able to see Tyler, and he kind of gave me some stories on him and stuff like that, and it was great to be able to meet him, and then coming into training camp this year, kind of be a little more familiar with him.
Josh, your season really picked up down with the Moose in the second half. What was it, just a comfort level that started to happen? What do you attribute?
I think so. As soon as I got sent down, I think I immediately got to work and started to work on the things I needed to. I think it is a comfort level. It's your first year of pro hockey, so I was getting used to everything. I thought I was playing well and building a lot of defensive parts of my game that I thought have really come a long way this year so far. And in the second half, obviously, as a team, we have started to do a lot better as well, which always helps the personal stats. But, I maybe started to tried to lock down the D zone first, and then in the second half opened up the offense a little more, and it's been a lot better the second half for sure.
What are the keys to keeping those emotions in check tonight as you make your debut, Josh?
Well, first shift for sure is going to be exciting. I'm going to be definitely nervous and have some butterflies for sure, but I think as soon as you get out there and get the first shift out of the way, just try to settle into the game, just play my game and have fun with it. That's what Paul said, just embrace it, and you only get one of these, so I'm just going to try to really have fun with it and just go with it and enjoy the night.
Do you have any family that's going to be able to make it in?
I do, yeah. My dad and mom are coming in, and it's so much a big night for them as well after all the work they've done and the time they put in taking me to the arena and all the sacrifices they made to get me here. So it's definitely going to be an emotional night for them, and it's just really exciting.
What was that phone call like?
Definitely a few tears. At first, I didn't know if I was going to be playing or not, so even the fact just getting called up was exciting. And then once I found out I would be playing yesterday and was able to call them and let them know to get some flights booked, there were some tears, there was some high elation for sure.
Paul Maurice has talked a lot about opportunity for the young guys heading through the rest of the year. What kind of opportunity do you see for yourself?
Well, one game at a time. I mean, obviously it's an honor to be up here right now and to be able to get in the lineup here tonight. Anything past that, you don't know. So I just want to make a great impression and do what I can to show my best and do my best. And from there, obviously, just try to build off this game and first of all, just get through my first shift.
Which part of the game do you think's grown the most? It came in that first camp, it had a really strong camp.
Yeah.
Game's grown the most.
I think the most my game has grown in is probably the defensive side. Playing against men, playing against bigger bodies, guys with a lot more strength down low below the ringette line is probably been where my game's grown the most. I think defensively, having a good gap, using my skating, I think I was not using my skating well enough to keep gaps tight, to get up on the rush, and we kind of use the term ending it early, and all of those things, trying to have my pace up all the time after being in junior for a few years where I could get away with kind of just using my raw skill and skating to kind of carry me some games, so trying to have my pace up all the time.
How big an impact has Keith had on your growth this year too as a rookie?
Keith's been awesome. Obviously, I knew Keith, had some experience with him as a coach when I was in St. John's and when I got called up, and so Keith and I had a bit of a relationship from there, and Keith's always been great with me. Obviously, former defenseman, he's really been able to teach me parts of the games. He's also been hard on me. He's made me work, made me get better, and demanded that I come to play every night, come to the rink ready to practice hard every day, and he's really pushed me. And I think as a player, that's all you want, especially in the minors where you're trying to develop. He's really pushed me, and it's made me a better player.